91.7 WEEM. This is Arabian Rundown. I'm Julia Walls, and I'm joined by
Austin Kistler.
And we're going to be talking about horror movies during this segment of our Halloween-themed episode. So me and Hudson have a couple different movies. None of them are the same. And we're going to be talking about the summary and then what we like and dislike about the movie. So Hudson, do you want to go first or do you want me to?
You know, I think I'll give you the pleasure of going first.
Okay. So all three of my movies, we each have one of the two.
Yeah.
And all three of mine are like psychological type horror movies, because there's like different ones. There's like gruesome and then there's like psychological thrillers.
Yeah.
Mine are the second one. So my first one is The Ring, and I'll say the summary. It sounds just like another urban legend. A videotape filled with nightmarish images leads to a phone call foretelling the viewer's death. It's exactly 7 days. The newspaper reporter Rachel Keller is skeptical of the story until four teenagers all die mysteriously exactly 1 week after watching such tape. Allowing her investigative curiosity to get the better of her, Rachel tracks down the video and watches it. Now she has just 7 days to unravel the mystery. Have you ever seen The Ring?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, it's kind of like what I said in the summary. It's you watch a videotape and you have 7 days before you die. So the way to... I remember there's like two ways you can like get out of this and live. But the only one I remember is that you can show the videotape to someone else. So she, by accident, shows the videotape to her son.
Mm.
So she lives and then she has him give the videotape to someone else. So he lives, her son. And so the whole premise of The Ring is that videotape, and the way this little girl who's in the video kills people is when you see them, they're like all drenched in water and they've drowned, even if they're above water.
Ugh.
It's really freaky because you get to see that once in the movie.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah. I did like the premise of the movie. I think the videotape is a very good idea for a horror movie. But yeah. I mean, it was very psychological. I was creeped out when my sister and brother had me watch this. I was like, I hate this premise. I hate this movie. It's so bad. I mean, it's a good movie. It's just creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, now your turn.
Yeah, okay, so my first movie, Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Okay, first question. Is this really a horror movie or like what? What do you think?
I think it's a horror movie. It's got horror aspects.
I mean, I've seen this movie several times. I think definitely, like, I think the whole, like, William Afton, him coming and then coming back into it at the end of the movie, I think that's definitely very creepy.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I don't know. That's, I think, the creepy part. And then the whole, like, backstory about behind the animatronics and the main guy's brother and that stuff. I think that's very creepy.
Yeah. I don't think I hate it. I'm not super big into horror movies. It just isn't my kind of thing. But I wouldn't say I disliked this movie. I think it was definitely a fun watch because I've always kind of been like a fan of the games. And then to have like a movie adaptation that was kind of, which was somewhat loyal. And it was pretty enjoyable to watch. It was still definitely a little creepy. But
I'm trying to think, what do you mean by loyal?
Well, it kept a lot of aspects and characters, like, partially the same and stuff.
So, you mean, like, the, like, animatronics, and is then, like, the security guard, does he have, like, the same name as the guy in the game?
Yeah, Mike Schmidt.
Okay, because I never played the game, and I didn't really ever watch people play the game, but my siblings did, so they wanted me to watch it. I thought it was a decent movie.
Yeah. I definitely liked the animatronics. I think that they were just cool. And just mm-hmm. in general, they looked really well made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My second movie is called Split. This movie, I think I've only seen it once. And oh my gosh, this this chilled me down to the bone. It was creepy. It's like that one, like, personality split disorder, which I think is called DID. I don't know. But this guy, the main character, has it, and it's like that gone wrong, like really, really wrong. So here's the summary. Kevin has advanced 23 personalities to his trusted psychiatrist, Dr. Fletcher, there remains one still submerged who is set to materialize and dominate all the others. Compelled to abduct three teenage girls led by the willful, observant Cassie, Kevin reaches a war for survival among all those contained within him, as well as everyone around him. All the walls between his compartments shatter.
Yeah.
So, basically, this guy has one personality that hasn't come forth yet, and it's what they call the Beast. And once it gets unleashed, it's not going to be good for these three teenage girls he kidnapped, basically. And the one that survives, Cassie, the Beast almost got to her. But when he, like, I don't know, he, like, lifted up her shirt or, like, lifted up her sleeve and saw scars. And that the backstories that we saw later in the movie implied that she had had a rough, like, childhood.
Yeah.
He left because that was how he got his 23-24 personalities. Because when he saw those scars on her, then he left. He left her alone.
Yeah. I think I have a little bit of experience with this movie. I think I was like six or so. And I think my sisters had forced me to watch it. Like, we were just out in the living room and they forced me to watch it. I don't remember it being too scary. I think it was just really weird. Then again, I was also like six, so I didn't really comprehend what was happening.
My brother really likes the Unbreakable movie. And then there's Glass. And those three, Unbreakable, Split, and Glass, especially in Glass, they have the guy in Unbreakable, the guy in Split, and then Dr. Glass. They have all three of those people together in one, like, facility. So those three are kind of trios, but revolve around one different person. Yeah. And so they all just come together and are like, I've seen the Glass movie, I've seen the Unbreakable movie, I've seen the Split movie. My brother really likes those. And so he wanted me to watch Split. And I was like, Nate, why did you make me watch this? This is, I don't like this movie. It creeps me out.
Yeah. It's an interesting watch, I think, for people who like psychological horror like that. You know, not my cup of tea, but it wasn't the worst thing I've ever watched.
Yeah. When we were writing the movies down for this, he had no ideas at first because he said he does not like horror movies and that he has never seen any.
I've seen like three or four total.
That's not a lot.
And half of them, or like 90% of those, were against my will.
Sadly. That's sadly funny. Okay, your other movie?
Speak No Evil. So this one's about a family that goes on vacation. They meet this other family. A mom, dad, and son. And the first family, they are just completely tired with what's happening with their life. They live in, I think, London. And this other family is like, hey, why don't you come to our home in this random place? I don't remember where it was. It was a little while ago since I've seen it. But it was like, hey, come visit us here. It's really nice and peaceful. So they ended up, they're like, you know, why don't we take them up on that offer? And they visit them. And not too long after, they start to realize some weird stuff is happening. Like, their kid, the other couple's son, is like acting all weird. And he's like showing them his mouth. Because they said that he had like a talking deficiency. And his like tongue is really small. But turns out people are not very good. Turns out that they had been doing this to other people, and then they'd kill them and take all their money.
What would they do to the other people? Like, what would they do to this family?
Well, like, they would have, like, killed them and take their money. That was basically the entire plot.
Yeah, that's kind of... Why does that feel kind of basic?
Yeah, I think when I was in the theater watching it, I was like, really, that's it? They're just robbers? Because, like, I was scared that it was going to be something, like, really sinister, but it was just, like, they just, like, robbed and killed people.
Yeah, I have not actually watched this movie, but I did watch the trailer, so that'd be... I could contribute more to this conversation. And the guy that plays, I don't know his name, the main character.
James McAvoy.
He's the main character in Split, and he's also the main robber guy in Speak No Evil, which I thought was very clever because he's also Dr. X in the X-Men movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he can play those kind of characters really well, but he can also play the creepy evil guys really well, which I think is something like a good trait every actor should have.
I think he's the one actor, if I saw in public, I'd like actually be like, just like stay away from him. Just be like, I don't want a picture with you. Get away from me.
Okay. The last movie we're going to talk about is my last movie. Hudson prepared two movies and I have three. And my last one is Bird Box. When a mysterious force decimates the population, only one thing is certain. If you see it, you die. The survivors must now avoid coming face to face with an entity that takes the form of their worst fears. Searching for hope and a new beginning, a woman and her children embark on a dangerous journey through the woods and down a river to find the one place that may offer sanctuary. To take it, they must have to cover their eyes from the evil that chases them and complete the trip blindfolded. So, the main character is played by Sandra Bullock.
Yay.
Yeah, she's a very good actress. And this whole movie, I was just like, it's very hard to watch. If you just see that, like, that one entity, your face, like, your eyes just come, like, become blurry. And you just, like, you see your worst fear and then you just go die. Like, her sister, while Sandra Bullock was in the car with her sister. Her sister saw the entity and started driving the car they were in until it flipped, and both of them survived. And so the sister got out and stood in front of a semi and then got rammed into it. And then Sandra Bullock ended up having a kid. She was pregnant at the time this entity came, and a friend she met was also pregnant. And so throughout the movie, they ended up having kids, I think, on the same day. And then when one of them saw the entity, Sandra Bullock was facing away from an open window. And she's like, give me the baby. And so she took both kids. And then that lady, like, jumped out of the window, I think.
Aww.
Yeah. And so they had to cross this river, blindfolded both kids. They had birds, which ended up, which was really nice because they told them when the entity was around, so that was very helpful.
I can only imagine just how scary that would be. God, just walking one day and just see this thing in the sky, and all of a sudden you're just like in a trance, basically.
Basically, it was very much like a trance. They would just see it, and then they would see their worst fear and go kill themselves, basically.
Sad.
Yeah.
Interesting premise. I don't hate the premise, but...
I think Sandra Bullock does a very good job.
I like Sandra Bullock. She's awesome.
Okay. Well, that is it with our time on Arabian Rundown. And you will see us later for more segments. Bye.
Thank you, underwriters.
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 Welcome back to your second segment of Arabian Rundown. I'm Kelly Oxier, and I'm joined by
Sophia Bevan.
We're going to be talking about Halloween, and the first thing I want to start off with, our top favorite Halloween candy.
Okay. I think my favorite, I don't know. I know this is a controversial one, but Dots.
Ew.
Yeah. No. I used to hate Dots, and then I had Dots. Like, I used to be like a Dots hater, like, ew, it's the first Halloween candy. And then I had Dots like a month ago, just because I did. Like, not literally not that long ago. And I was like, wait, this is good. And I only ever have Dots during Halloween except for like a month ago. That's why I associate it with like Halloween candy.
I feel like they're just so like rough to chew.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I feel like they take forever to chew. Like, I feel like they just don't. Like, unlike other gummies, they just kind of sit.
That's true. Like, I feel like, with a gummy bear, it's like almost, yeah. I think I actually know what you mean. I don't know what other Halloween candy I like. Do you want to say one?
Mine's Twix.
Really?
I'm a ride or die Twix fan.
Okay. I don't really like, is Twix the one with the wafer?
It's the chocolate, the wafer, and then the caramel.
Yeah. I don't like anything with a wafer in it. I don't like really? Kit Kat. I do like, what are they, Nutty Buddies? It's the chocolate peanut butter wafers.
Ew, no. Mm-mm.
I that's like the only wafer thing I eat. I used to love strawberry wafers, but I can't, no.
I don't like peanut butter. That's my thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Peanut butter's like my favorite thing ever.
I don't like the texture, and I don't like, I honestly just don't like the taste too. Mm. But the texture's a big thing. So like Reese's has always been a no-go.
Oh.
But I feel like Twix and peanut M&Ms.
You baffle me.
Really?
Yes. I mean, it's, I love peanut butter. I don't know. And I think Twix is okay. Like, it's not like, I don't think of Twix as like a Halloween candy though. I can't really think of any other Halloween candies I like.
Candy corn.
Oh my gosh. I can tell you, I was going to say, I can tell you one I hate and it's candy corn.
I feel like it was really good as a kid, but now it's not.
Yeah.
So
I don't think I ever, I don't, like, I mean, I whenever I got it, I'd be like, yeah, this is fine. But now it's just like, it's gross. I can't do it.
I like candy apples are pretty good too.
Oh yeah. I don't, that's another thing. It's hard to associate with like a, like, are you talking about the suckers or do you want like
I mean,
are you talking
like
about actual
caramel
candy apples?
Apples and like those suckers are, they're both pretty
okay.
good.
Because I was talking, I was thinking the apples. I love caramel apples. I don't really see them as a candy, but I think it should be normalized. Like, if you were passing mm-hmm. out a caramel apple, I'd be very appreciative.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you're buying like a whole apple and then dipping it in caramel. Like, they're not, they're not cheese. So it's not something that would be passed out at Halloween, but
I know. If
I feel like it's a fall.
It's definitely like a little dessert. Fall snack. Yeah. I do like the candy okay. I think it's fun. Did you mm-hmm. see that they have like a candy apple, caramel apple thing? Instead of it what? Being like the caramel and like the green sucker, yeah. it's like green and like red. I think there's also a few different flavors, but only the green apple one is like popular.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Next, your favorite Halloween costume you've ever had.
Okay. I don't remember a lot of mine, I feel like. I remember I was a pirate at one point. I was a witch a few times.
Yeah. I had to think about this. I can like when it comes to me and my brother, he always had the very extravagant ones. Like, one year he went as the KFC man.
Oh, yeah. Colonel yeah. Sanders?
Yep.
Okay. he was like, yeah, Mom, for Halloween, I want to be Colonel Sanders. Please give me a Colonel
a
Sanders
A few years
costume.
Ago, he tried going as Danny DeVito.
Literally, how do you even dress as Danny DeVito? Like, he just dresses normal.
Well, it was when he was really short. So he bought, like, he bought this big suit thing. But we didn't go trick-or-treating that year, and I can't remember why.
Mm.
But I think that was, that was the year that, like, I just stopped going trick-or-treating.
Oh, sad.
But probably, I had this blow-up costume where it's one of the ones where you're not fully covered, and it's, like, you're the animal's legs.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the legs, and it was a flamingo. I was obsessed with flamingos as a kid. I still am to this day.
Flamingos are cute.
And then Elsa. I feel like that was
Elsa.
It's not my favorite, but it's like my most memorable one.
I think I was Elsa at one point as well.
I feel like a lot of people were.
Yeah, I remember having the dress, but I don't think I didn't do like a wig or anything.
I didn't do a wig either, but I remember I threw a temper tantrum on the streets because my mom made me put a coat on and it ruined that.
Oh my gosh, I remember one year I wanted to be a cheerleader and I wasn't wearing I was wearing a longer skirt. It went down to my knees and I had like a black shirt under yeah. like this. And I had the pom-poms were like, it was just weird plastic, so they didn't really look like pom-poms, so I didn't have them. And even though I was like layered under it, it's cold out. Like every Halloween, it's like treacherous weather.
Yeah.
And then she made me wear a puffer coat, and same thing happened. I cried because it's like, oh my God, literally nobody's going to know my costume.
That reminds me, one year I did cheer for like my whole childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And one year I forgot to tell my mom what I wanted to be for, about just said Christmas, Halloween.
Yeah.
So I just threw on my cheer uniform, and then I just put on, I was like, I knew I was going to get cold, so I put on a like vampire cloak. I was a vampire cheerleader.
Wow.
I remember that one pretty well too.
I think probably my favorite is, I know it technically hasn't happened yet, but I think it's going to be this year's costume. I'm going as, I don't know, have you ever seen Donnie Darko?
No, I have no clue what that is.
It's a movie, it's about this kid named Donnie Darko, and he has like this like almost schizophrenic type of dream. Like he sleepwalks really bad, and yeah. He always sees like this imaginary friend dude that he has. His name's Frank, and it's like a bunny rabbit, and me and Adam are going, I'm going to be Frank, and it's not like a, oh, it's a bunny, but like it's a man in a bunny costume, and it looks really creepy. And I'm going as that, as the bunny, and he's going as Donnie. So, yeah. I think it's probably my favorite. Last year, I did Mavis from Hotel Transylvania. He was supposed to be, what's his name? Mavis's husband.
The redhead.
Yeah.
I just saw a clip of this. Johnny, right?
Johnny, yeah. He was supposed to be Johnny, but none of his stuff arrived on time.
That's sad.
It was just me soloing the costume. It was still cute, though. I wore it to school.
Yeah. I feel like when I hand out candy, I feel weird like not being dressed up.
Yeah.
So, and like in our household, we're big Harry Potter fans. So mm-hmm. My brother has this like just Harry Potter cloak, and I'll just throw it on with like leggings and a black t-shirt. I feel like my hair kind of represents Hermione somewhat.
Yeah. It's the same color. Yeah.
It's also like a very basic one where like most kids, even if they've never seen it, will like get the gist of it.
They're like, oh, even if they don't know the character, they're like, oh, you're in this household because you're wearing like the whatever color. What was she, a Gryffindor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not very caught up with Harry Potter. I do know the household names and generally what they stand for, though.
Yeah.
So.
Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, Ravenclaw.
I think the most confusing for me is Ravenclaw. So are they just like emo?
They're the smart kids.
I thought Slytherins were the smart but evil kids.
No, Slytherins like the dumb evil kids.
Oh, okay.
You got Gryffindor like the cunning, smart ones.
Okay.
And you have Ravenclaw just the straight up nerds.
Yeah.
Hufflepuff's like the really kind but shy ones, and then you got Slytherin, which is the
okay. I understand.
The evil ones.
I understand it now.
Okay.
I'm caught up. I basically know the entire plot line.
My last point is family Halloween traditions. I have one specific one that we do pretty much every year. We don't celebrate Halloween that much. We don't really decorate, but like it's kind of been a thing where it's like Rain and I will see this stuff at school like when we were kids, and we'd always like ask our parents to do something about around it. So mm-hmm. Then every Halloween for the past few years, actually for pretty much our whole things, we would come back from trick-or-treating or like whatever, and then we'll watch Hocus Pocus.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. I feel so bad because like I feel like that's like not a common one, but everyone's like, oh, I watch Hocus Pocus with my family.
It's good.
I think I've only seen Hocus Pocus once and I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just didn't like it.
They came out with a new one, right?
Yeah, they came out with the second one, which I haven't seen.
I don't think I've seen it.
I didn't like the first one, so I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of traditions we don't. Sorry, traditions we do. I mean, a common one is like we always pass out candy, obviously. Yeah. I don't really know. I didn't do a costume for a long time, so I can't call that a tradition. Like,
yeah,
after I was like 11 to like age 11 to like 15, which was last year, I didn't do a costume for that long because I was like, I'm never going to participate in Halloween again because I'm too old. And now here I am 17 years old.
Honestly, if teenagers come to your door trick or treating, mm-hmm. just give them candy. They're having fun. At least they're not at like a party or something.
I know. Exactly. Like, sorry about that. Exactly. Like, I feel like I like wearing a costume, but I don't think I'm going to go trick or treating because all my friends are like, yeah, we can just walk around Pendleton awkwardly and not really go trick or treating because I don't want people to judge me. Like, I'm literally 17 years old in a costume, like, trick or treat. Like, I like, Like, I know, like, I'm sorry if this is, if this applies to you and you're like, oh my gosh, should I be embarrassed? I'm trick or treating. Then you know you shouldn't be. But I'm embarrassed personally.
I feel like it's fun.
I think it's still fun. Like, I just don't want some old, like, I think I'm not like thinking it's embarrassing because I'm doing it. I think it's like, I don't want some like middle-aged mom to think I'm creepy.
Well, I feel like as a kid, I mean, you walked around and you saw the older kids trick or treating.
That is true.
And I feel like, I don't know if it was the same with you, but in like probably, I think it might've been third or fourth grade, like a thing went around where it's against the law to like trick or treat after like a certain age. And it went,
really? Is yeah, that true? That,
no, but it went around in my grade that people like just started saying it and people were like, it's our last year that we can trick or treat.
What? That's great. That never happened to me. No.
I feel like some people will start to refuse after a certain age, but
yeah,
I feel like once you get out of high school, that's when it's kind of, you need to steer a little bit away from trick or treating.
Yeah. I think I am going to go to a Halloween party, but just with all my band kid friends and my friend's younger sister's friends who's like in elementary school. So nothing bad happening. And then I think we're going to watch Halloween movies and maybe go trick or treating. I say in quotation marks.
Yeah. I feel like once you get to the teenage years, that's kind of when you start going to like Halloween parties instead of trick or treating.
Yeah.
I know there's like a few, like my brother's going to one this year with his friends, but I feel like there's like the select few people that host them.
Right.
I think that's all the time we have, but thank you for joining us for this segment of Arabian Rundown. Again, I'm Kelly Alex here and I'm joined by
Sophia Bevan.
See ya.
Really wish I could listen to 91.7 WEM right now, but I'm not in my car.
Don't worry, we have an app. Download 91.7 WEM on Android and iOS.
All you need to do is go to the App Store, type in the search 91.7 WEEM, and then hit download.
It's free. Now you can listen better on your phone.
Welcome you here to another segment of Arabian Rundown. I'm Sophia Bevan and I'm joined by
Hudson Kistler,
Julia Walls.
And you know, segment three of our fun Halloween episode, and what not better to end it off with some scary stories. And Julia's gonna start us off here with hers.
I wrote my own. It doesn't have a title, but I think it's spooky. I've always believed I could play a good practical prank. All my friends would go, Augie, right after I scared them. All that adrenaline coming off as soon as I started laughing. It was great. It didn't get real until that one night. It was Halloween night, and me and my friends were out trick-or-treating. Good fun. We were laughing all night. It was fun when they all stopped, though. They just stopped in the street. So late at night, we were the only ones out. They started cursing me, saying I was the reason for all this mess. What mess, I thought. And that's when they rushed me, and I woke up sitting in my bed, panting and drenched in sweat. I wanted to calm my nerves from that ridiculous dream, so I took my phone and opened it to my messages. I had 30 unread texts from all my friends asking me where I was and why wasn't I at school the last few weeks. They were all desperate and scared for some reason. I went to school yesterday. That's when I saw the date, November 14th, 2 weeks after my dream. I started freaking out, and that's when I realized that maybe it wasn't a dream. I dropped my phone on my lap, and my hands were red.
Oh my gosh. You made that?
After reading a few, yeah.
That's scary. I'm confused. My gosh.
I couldn't decide whether he, like, I didn't really ever decide why his hands were red because I like just wrote this a couple minutes ago, but like I was like thinking like what if he like went up and touched his neck and it came off red?
Oh gosh.
Oh well.
There's definitely like I am a little confused, but it's still scary that like I don't know why it freaked me out with the November blah 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 whatever from his dream. That like that's kind of scary.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of ghost stories could be like kind of confusing because they're like, how do we get to this point? But I guess it's kind of creepy.
Right. Exactly. Literally. Hudson, do you have one ready for us?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's called The Cabin. Spooky.
Wow. Very, very spooky.
So starts out like this. a hiker decided to go on a hike by himself, something he was not very used to. The whole day was normal. Trees and bushes engulfed his surroundings. He enjoyed being outdoors in the mountains. Nothing seemed strange to him. That was until he was making his way back to his car. He figured an 8-hour hike was good enough. The sky was already getting dark and he needed to get back fast. What was odd was how much he didn't recognize the trail back. He began to panic. Night had already taken over and all he had was a flashlight and no clue on how to get back. He knew it was already too late and too dangerous to keep going through the perilous forest. He began to worry that he would have no shelter for the night, when almost luckily enough, he stumbled across a broken-down cabin. It was dark and seemed like no one had visited in years. But he knew it was the only place where he could get rest until daylight, especially since his flashlight was running out of battery. He knocked on the door a few times, but no one answered, so he let himself in, where strangely enough, a perfect bed fitted for one person awaited him in the center. He knew that if the owner came back, he could explain himself. He was sure that the owner wouldn't mind, but was even probably dead. So he went ahead and got himself comfortable in bed. As he tried to sleep, he couldn't ignore the collection of paintings around the room, portraits of strange-looking people all peering at him, each wearing a smile that sent chills up his spine. Not too long after, his exhaustion from the hike got the best of him, and he was able to ignore the faces. The next morning, he got up early and was shocked to see that there were no paintings around the room, but windows.
Oh my god. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
That's not even scary. It's just creepy. Okay.
I read that one earlier, and to be honest, I was a little confused. I'm like, did he become like one of the paintings or what? What happened?
I think it's just like, he was like, oh, ew, creepy paintings, whatever, I'm going to go to bed here. And then he woke up and saw that there were windows, like there were people out there watching him sleeping, because he thought they were paintings, but they were.
Oh, that makes more sense. Okay, now yeah. It's, yeah, it now, just, now it's creepier.
Yeah, people just watching him. Oh, I hate that. Oh, it's not even scary, it's just creepy. Like, oh, imagine yeah. Just going to bed like, oh my gosh, I'm sleepy, random cabin, whatever. Oh, weird paintings, I don't care.
And people then, with creepy faces and creepy smiles.
Oh my gosh. At least it's like not in a situation. Like, I feel like it'd be more scarier if he was aware that there were faces and he was just like, you know, there.
Oh yeah.
Like, what do I do? But now yeah. I feel like I'd be a lot, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to put myself into his shoes here. Like, if I woke up and I realized like, oh, people were just watching me the entire night, I'd probably be like freaked out how I am now. But I'd be like, well, at least they're not here now.
Yeah.
At least I'm okay now.
I'd probably like, oh, that's really creepy. I'm going to go.
Yeah, that's mildly disturbing.
Yeah, okay. I'd probably check to make sure I have all my limbs first. But
no, yeah. Yeah, make sure everything's, all my belongings are there. Yeah, all that stuff. Okay, I have one here from this website. It is called The Red Wristband.
I saw that one too.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same website.
I think
we all chose from the same website. Very funny. It's the first link I clicked. And I was like, this one's cool. Anyways. I'm going to start off here. A doctor was working at a hospital where the patients were tagged with colored bands, green alive, red deceased. One night, the doctor was instructed to get a few supplies from the basement of the hospital, and so he headed to the lift. The lift doors opened, and there was a patient inside, minding her own business. Patients were allowed to roam around the hospital to stretch, especially those who've stayed long. The rule was to be back in their rooms before 10. The doctor smiled at the patient before pressing the number for the basement. He found it unusual that the woman didn't have a button already pressed. He wondered if she was heading to the basement too. The lift finally reached the floor where the doors opened. In the distance, a man was limping towards the elevator, and in a panic, the doctor slammed the elevator button to close. It finally did, and the lift began to ascend back up, the doctor's heart pounding. "Why did you do that? He was trying to use the lift," the woman stated, annoyed. "Did you see his wrist?" the doctor asked. "It was red. He died last night. I would know because I did his surgery." The woman lifted her wrist. He saw red. She smiled like this one.
Ugh.
Yeah, I just imagine her going, like, looking at him and just, like, kind of smiling. I was just going, this like, one. This one?
This one? This one right here?
This one that I'm wearing?
Right.
This is weird. Like, what? What are you talking about?
That's normal.
It's a normal thing around here. That is creepy. Because yeah. When I was writing mine, I was like, do I want to do like like a Weem themed one, like where Mr. Whitehair comes here and like we're all zombies or something. Oh, wow.
Mr. Whitehair goes missing. Something like that.
Something like
mysterious.
That.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that one's like when I was reading this at first, I didn't think it was necessarily scary. It was just, I feel like a lot of these, all from a specific website, they're all like, oh, pretty normal. And at the end, it's like, nah, 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 and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. You're like creeped out and like, oh, that doesn't settle right with me.
Right. I also like the premise in the story. It almost feels like not dystopian, but like weird that like in this like world, the hospital, they have like tagged wristbands. I think that's like it adds to the creepy setting.
I thought of that too. I was like, why do they just have green and red for alive and deceased? Wouldn't they have other thing like others like
surgery
what,
or
like, yeah, what part of the hospital they should be in?
Right. Yeah. Felt kind of dystopian. I liked it. Do you want to say your other one that you had?
It's called Who's in My Bed?
Okay.
Gary? A father went to say goodnight to his 7-year-old son, very well knowing that if he didn't, his son would have trouble sleeping. It was a nightly routine between them. He entered the dimly lit room where his son waited under his blanket. With the first glance, the father could tell that there was something unusual about his son tonight. He couldn't put his finger on it. He looked the same, but with a grin that drew from ear to ear. You okay, buddy? The father asked. The son nodded, still with the grin, before saying, Daddy, check for monsters under my bed. The father chuckled a bit before getting on his knees and checked only to satisfy his son. There, under the bed, pale and afraid, was his son, his real son. He whispered, Daddy, there's someone on my bed.
Oh.
I thought that one was actually, like, freaky. I'm like, is this, like, a ghost? Or is this, like...
Yeah.
I don't know what this is.
You win.
What do you even do in that situation? Like, you're like, oh, so my child's actually under here and there's a monster. Like, what do you even do?
Dude, I would have trouble deciding. I'd probably pull my kid out and then get out of the house.
Yeah, I'd probably just kind of... As soon as I see my real kid under the bed, he would even have... time to speak whatever he was gonna say. I would have snatched him and ran out of there. I'd have no idea what that monster is capable of, so maybe I wouldn't have even made it to the door yet.
It's your house now.
You guys can have it. We'll sell it. You just keep it.
Takes too much energy. Just leave the kid. Just get out of there. Take your wife. Take the dog. Kid. Leave.
We're kind of getting short on time here. I have one more, and that's gonna call it today. It's called A Mother's Call. This one's very short. It's a paragraph and like a sentence. So. Not very long. A daughter was in her room upstairs doing her homework when suddenly she heard her mother call to come down for dinner. She jumped onto her feet and began making her way towards the stairs. But before she even took a step, hands grabbed her and pulled her into the laundry room beside the staircase. She panicked before realizing it was her mother, her real mother. Eyes watery and bloodshot. Don't go down there, honey. I heard it too. Very similar to yours, I feel like.
I think we read all of them on this website.
Yes,
all
very unintentionally.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just like, when I was thinking of it, I bet it was the mom. Because I feel like the voice wouldn't be the same. Because if she heard her own voice, she probably would be freaked out as she was. What if she go down there because she heard her daughter's voice? Then she like stopped and then like ran back upstairs.
Oh, and then tried. See? Side plot there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you're wrong. There's one story that is on this website that we didn't read.
There is?
Yeah, white with red.
Oh, yeah, white with red.
Do you know what? We got a little time. I can read it real quick.
Okay.
It's a little bit long, but we'll try to keep it short here. A man just moved into an apartment and heads to the receptionist to get his keys. The receptionist gave him the key with a smile, but warns him not to disturb the door with no number on his floor. He wondered why, but he didn't ask. Wait, he didn't bother to ask. He was too busy with his new apartment to care. After he finished unpacking, he began to get curious. He could question why the receptionist would warn him of such things, and so he stepped out of his apartment to check the door with no number. He tried the doorknob first, but it was locked. So instead, he got onto his knees, peeked through the keyhole. The apartment he was looking to was empty. His eyes scanned the whole place before stopping at a woman standing face against the wall in the corner. He noticed her pale skin and long black hair before stepping back. Suddenly, feeling perverted in a way for invading someone else's privacy, he brushed it off, assuming she was someone that did not want to be disturbed. The next day, he got more curious about the woman and eventually went back straight away, getting onto his knees, peeked through the keyhole, and and saw red. Red. He assumed that the pale woman must have caught him peeking the last time and covered the hole with something red. He left the door alone and instead went back down to the receptionist, the reception side, and asked, "You looked through the keyhole, didn't you?" He admitted to it, so she felt obliged to tell him the story. She told him that a couple used to live in that apartment a long time ago, but the husband went crazy and killed his wife. However, this couple wasn't normal. They had pale skin, black hair, and red eyes. Scary.
Yeah.
He was looking right in her eye.
The last description of, oh my gosh, I just realized that after you said that, the red, yeah, red eyes.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. A little spooky.
Yeah, that made me think, are they like vampires? Or like, what are they?
Yeah, the description is definitely weird. Like, pale skin, black hair, and red eyes. Like, that's just not a normal couple.
Uh-uh.
And I understand, like, the whole husband, like, oh, now she's a ghost in the apartment. That makes sense. But, like, why are her eyes red and her hair, you know? And
it just makes me think of, like, when you take a picture and your eyes come out, like, red.
Yeah.
I think she got soap in them.
Oh, she got really? Soap in them. Yeah. I think it means, like, the color of your eye, like, not the uh-huh. white part.
Must have been a lot of soap then.
Right.
Just change the color of her eyes.
Just completely, permanently.
Yeah.
For sure. On that note, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Arabian Rundown. Hope you liked all the Halloween stuff. Thank you, Hudson and Julia. We're going to end it here. Thank you for joining us.